Number 18. Wind Sculpture by Paul Mount. This sculpture is constructed in stainless steel and made by the artist Paul Mount in 1985. It was a gift to the university from Mr. and Mrs. Eric Cass in 2012. Paul Mount was born in 1922. He studied painting at the Royal College of Art and began his artistic career painting portraits and urban landscapes. He also took up teaching and was employed at Winchester College of Art in 1948. In 1955, he was appointed to set up a new art department at the Yaba Institute of Technology in Lagos, Nigeria. He employed a woodcarver from Benin, the historic centre for sculpture dating back to the 12th century. His aim was to give students marketable skills, but he also began making sculpture himself. His furniture and sculpture began to attract attention, and he was hired as a design consultant on several architectural projects. In 1960, he was receiving major commissions, including furniture for Lagos Airport and a screen wall for the Swiss Embassy at Ikoyi. In 1962, he returned to Britain and went to live in St. Just, Cornwall, where he continued to work as an independent sculptor. His early work was inspired by the landscape, like that of sculptors such as Barbara Hepworth and Dennis Mitchell in nearby St. Ives. But the interplay of several different influences came to define his later sculpture. A love of music, a fascination with machinery and sailing boats, leading to more angular forms and new materials such as stainless steel as we see here. He had a lifelong dialogue with buildings and used sculpture as dramatic architectural embellishment, usually in urban locations. These works are often described as a lyrical reflection of his love of music and dance. In the case of wind sculpture, the work clearly is designed for an open space setting. The movement is actual rather than implied, its moving shapes joining the nearby trees in responding to the fluctuating influence of the wind.